transgender prisons, inmate reported pregnant after California law allows men housed with women. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 30, 2021. Radical feminist group Women's Liberation Front, WLF, reported on Twitter this week at least one woman, possibly more, has become pregnant in the wake of a new California law that forces women in prisons to be housed with men claiming to identify as women. We have now heard from seven different people inside CCWF that at least one woman, possibly more, is now pregnant after being housed with a male felon who was transferred to the women's prison under SB 132, WLF posted to Twitter. A Breitbart News report noted Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, signed Senate Bill 132, authored by State Senator Scott Wiener, D, into law in September. The Transgender Respect, Agency and Dignity Act allows transgender, non-binary and intersex people to be housed and searched in a manner consistent with their gender identity. No one deserves to be treated disrespectfully because of their gender identity or expression. And it is our sworn duty to protect people from sexual assault and violence. California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation Secretary Ralph Diaz said in a press statement. However, Democrats who backed the bill are now providing women prisoners with condoms and drugs to induce abortions, the Breitbart News report observed. WLF noted in mid-July. Women incarcerated in California's largest women's prison are describing the conditions as a nightmare's worst nightmare after the introduction of new pregnancy resources in the Central California Women's Facility, CCWF, medical clinics. The new resources are a tacit admission by officials that women should expect to be raped when housed in prison with men, where all sex is considered non-consensual by default within the system. The feminist group observed the addition of posters in prison medical rooms detail options available to pregnant people, including abortion, adoption, and prenatal care. WLF noted that, since Newsom signed the bill into law, only about 20 of 300 transfer requests from male prisoners have been processed, leaving hundreds of men, many of whom are sex offenders, awaiting entry into the women's estate. A national poll published in October by Spry Strategies for WLF found a majority of likely voters reject policies related to gender identity, including those that would eliminate protections for women in single-sex public spaces, such as sports, shelters, and prisons. The poll, which surveyed 3,500 likely voters across geographic regions, ethnicity, sex, and political affiliation, showed how unpopular such policies are in America. Despite activist and media attempts to normalize them, even liberal voters, according to the poll, disapprove of efforts to undermine biological sex with gender ideology. Overall, results found 66.93% of those polled said they strongly disagree with gender identity policies, including a majority of liberal voters.